आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्।
शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम्
सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we were seeing the topic of Atmavichar, contemplation. And in verse number 412, Shankaracharya said, Vichindih bandham bhavaganda ganditam. Vichindih, cut off. Cut off what? This bondage. Which bondage? Which has been strengthened by the impression of the previous verse. Strengthened by the previous verse means what? Vasanas. Cut off this vasanas. And then yatnena punstvam sapali kuruswa, and then attain, gain the fulfillment in this human birth. So the goal of this birth is to get this fulfillment. How? Samahit antahkarna swarupe vilokya. Samahit antahkaran with the controlled mind. Then what you have to do? Do the samadhi. Where? In your own Atman. See your own self. And what you will get there? Atmanam akhanda vaibhav. Akhanda vaibhav. Infinite splendor, undying splendor you will get. Where? In my own Atman. Oh, I want this. How to get this akhanda vaibhav of Atman? Then in verse number 413, he said, Bhavaya Atmanam Atmastam. Meditate on your Atman. The procedure is that you meditate on your Atman. And how is that? Sarva Upadhi Binirmuktam. Sarva Upadhi Binirmuktam. What is this Jeeva? Jeeva is Atman plus Upadhi. What is this Upadhi? Upadhi means no conditioning. Conditioning means what? ग्रॉस बॉडी, सटल बॉडी एंड कॉजल बॉडी, दीज आर शरीर. उपाधि मीन्स शरीर. सो जीव इज आत्मन प्लस शरीर. देयरफॉर ही सेज सर्व उपाधि विनिर्मुक्तम. इफ आई वॉन्ट टू रीच माई आत्मन एंड नाउ आई एम ए जीव, आत्मन प्लस उपाधि, देन व्हाट यू हैव टू डू? आई हैव टू गो बियॉन्ड माई उपाधि, गो बियॉन्ड स्थूल शरीर, सूक्ष्म शरीर एंड कारण शरीर. ओके, सपोज आई एम सक्सेसफुल, व्हाट विल आई गेट? सच्चिद आनंदम अद्वयम. आफ्टर रीचिंग देयर आई हैव टू वेरीफाई वेदर आई हैव रीच एट द परफेक्ट प्लेस और नॉट, आई हैव रीच माई गोल और नॉट. तो इट इज सत, इट इज चित, इट इज आनंद स्वरूपम. एंड ऑल्सो आई सेड वन मोर वर्ड, इट इज अद्वयम. इट इज नॉट दैट इफ यू मेडिटेट टूडे यू विल सी ग्रीन आत्मन एंड टुमारो यू विल सी रेड आत्मन. नो, इट इज अद्वयम, नॉन डुअल. It's not that my experience will be different from your experience. It is one and the same Atman, Advayam. What is the fruit of this knowledge? Why should I take all this trouble? Na bhuya kalpase advane. Never he will come back again. He will never come back again means he will never become ajnani. Never become ajnani means he will never come into the cycle of birth and death again. No more punarjanma. Then he says, give up perception. Next topic, starting from 414 to 418. Sariram arat savat nirastam. Cast of this body like a dead cop. It's a dead thing. I am not no more interested. Why? I have realized. Who am I? I am Satchidananda Atman. Advayam. Puna na sandhatta idam mahatma. Then Mahatma will not identify again with the Sarir. Jeev is identified with the Sarir and disidentified with the Atman. Having realized that I am Atman, that realized person, that Mahatma, again he will not identify with the Upadhi. He will not destroy Upadhi. He will not identify with the Upadhi. And for that person, body is like a visible like a shadow, and it is owing to the effect of the past action. Phalanubhutaya. I have to experience my prarabdha. Body will remain there. Okay. Then in verse number 415, it is said, Atman is satatam. Satatam is eternal. Atman is satatam. Pure knowledge and bliss. And having realized this Atman, throw this Jala Roop, Mala Roop, Upadhi. What is this Upadhi? What is this conditioning? What is this body? It is inert. It is full of filth. Many times Shankaracharya said, this Upadhi is full of filth. So what is to be done? Throw this away. Where? Sudure. Bahut dur bhej do usko. Sudure. Then think no more about this Upadhi, like a thing vomited. Vantavastu. We are never interested in a vomited thing. Vantavastu. And if you remember this Upadhi again, it will be cause of disgust. It will give you again sorrow. Again, Samulam etat paridayavanno. In next verse it says, Samulam etat paridayavanno. Burn this Upadhi with root. What is this Upadhi? Gross body and subtle body. What is the root? Causal body is the root. Karan Sarir is Karan of Sthul Sarir and Sushma Sarir. Tattva Bodh. So now he says this Upadhi with root is to be burned. Not literally burned. What is this fire? In the fire of knowledge, burn this Upadhi and get this eternal absolute self and remain established in that Atman which is eternal knowledge and bliss. In knowledge and bliss. Similar thing we are studying in chapter 4, different type of yajna we are discussing. in which one yajna is Brahma Yajna. What is this Brahma Yajna? Saupadhik Jeev is putting himself into the fire of Nirupadhik Brahma. Saupadhik, Saupadhik Vitupadhi. Saupadhik Jeev, what he is doing? He is putting himself, he is offering himself, where? In the fire of Brahman. What does that mean? Identity of Jeev and Brahman. Jeeva Brahma Aikya. Same thing. So what is the vision of Tattvaveta toward his body now? He says body is Prarabdha Sutra Grathitam, open from the fibers of Prarabdha. And Tattvaveta is not concerned whether it drops up or remains. Whether it drops up or remains, he is no more concerned. And the beautiful example is given, like a mala, a garland in the neck of cow. Whether it remains there or it was, he is not concerned at all. Not at all. Why? His thoughts are always in Brahman. His mind is absorbed in Brahman. Ananda atmani brahmani leena vritti. His vritti, his all thoughts are where? With the Brahman. And we get the example of our Param Guru, Tapovan Maharaj, you all know. He was very seriously ill. Our Gurudev went, I will take you to Delhi for treatment and all that. For him, it was just like a mala. He said, the death is waiting for last 71 years or 72 years for me. Let him come and meet me now. He is realized. Whether now body remains or whether it falls doesn't matter. What is to be done in this life, he has done. The purpose of this body is to reach that goal. Once you reach that goal, whether the body remains or doesn't remain, it's immaterial. Next.
418. Akhandanandamatmanam vigyaya swaswarupataha vigyaya swaswarupataha kimichan kasya vahetoho kimichan kasya vahetoho deham pushnati tattvavita deham pushnati tattvavita akhandanandamatmanam vigyaya swaswarupataha kimichan kasya vahetoho deham pushnati tattvavita.
Now tattvavita has realized. Suppose once you realize that Atman, then he says, Vigyaya. Vigyaya means having known. Known what? Atmanam. Your own Atman. What is the nature of this Atman? Akhanda Anandam. Atma is of individual bliss. Where it is? Swa-swarupata. As your own self. Then after that, after having realized, kimichan, what desire? Or what desiring? Kasya heto, for whose purpose? Tattvavitta pushnati deham, the knower of truth should cherish this body. So after realizing, phir kya hai? Why should I cherish this body? So having known the Atman, which is individual bliss, to be one's very own self, with what motive and for whom will the knower of truth cherish the body? So he has realized ananda. What type of ananda? Not vishya ananda, not like the ananda we get from the world. It is very deep ananda. It is altogether different from worldly ananda. And where is he getting? He is getting from his own self. This ananda is not dependent on the object, person, beings of the world. Without all those things, he is enjoying. Kim ichchan kasya hetu, desiring what? And for whom will he desire? Why do we have desire? We have the desire for sukha only. It's not so. All our actions are for sukha only. And all actions depend on desire. And all desire depends on our vasana. And why this vasana is there? Because of the likes and dislikes. Because we consider ourselves apurna, therefore we want to make ourselves purna in the OET, in the world. When the jnana is destroyed, then there is no vasana, no desire, no action. Same thing, after realization, kim ichchan, what desiring? This realize is no more interested in the petty sukh of the world now. No more interested. Kim ichchan, desiring what? And for whom? For this body? No. If you classify your desires, you will find all the desires are related to upadhi. I want a comfortable house. For whom? Body. I want good food. Why? Fat and body. Everything is related to upadhi only. So Jivan Mukta or Tattvaveta is no more interested in that. His jibha is no more there. It is merged with the Brahman. And Brahman has no desire. Brahman has no desire. So therefore he also doesn't have any desire. And another thing. Now his vision has changed. Tattvaveta's vision has changed. What is his vision? Brahmarpanam, Brahmavi, Brahmagno, Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivatena gantabhyam, Brahma karam samar. Everything is Brahman. There is no difference between him and objects of the world also. Everything is Brahman, Brahman, Brahman. Kya mangega? What will he desire from the world? Everything is Brahman. He himself is Brahman. No more desires. It is Sarvatma Bhav. See, for him, the objects of the world are not different from him. One and same. So what is the reason for no desire in the realized person? Number one, jivhood is gone. Jivhood is gone means kartitva is gone. Ego is gone. Small I is gone. Therefore no desire. Next, he is now purna. In jivbhav we are all apurna, incomplete. Now he is full. He has realized Atman. He is complete now. And third is Sarvatma Bhav. Everything in the world is Brahman only. Deha Pushnati Tattavit, for whom he will take trouble to nourish the body or attach to the body or become interested in the body, he has attained Purnatva through this body. How you will realize it? Through this body only. This body is a vehicle to reach that goal. Like after reaching the goal, you leave your vehicle. Similarly, this tattvavit is also no more very much interested in fattening this body. Gurudev says, we fatten the body because it is the only source for our sense gratification. Seeking these little joys of life, we preserve the body and try to maintain it as well as we can. Dekho, sara din, sara samay, the whole life goes into fattening this body. Khana khilana his body ko. And we are working so hard without planning. We need 2 chapati and we save for 2,000 chapati per day. Our savings can buy you 2,000 chapatis in the retirement. But at that time you will not be able to even eat 1 chapati. So the whole calculation is wrong. Whole life we have invested ourselves in the anatman. We didn't balance our life. The term desiring what kim ichchan echoes the words of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad where Yajnavalkya asks the same question, atmanam ched vijaniyat. In your book, this vijaniyat has come 2 times. Score out 1. This is printing mistake here. In Upanishad, there is only 1 vijaniyat. Atmanam chet vijaniyat ayam asmi iti purusa kim achan kasya kamaya sariram anusajvaret. When one has realized oneself to be nothing other than the great Purush, this infinite Satchidanand, then desiring what? Or for the fulfillment of which desire should he hereafter nurse, nourish and fatten his physical body? So now that is his vision toward his body. Next.
Samsiddhasya phalam tvetat.
Samsiddhasya phalam tvetat.
Jivan muktasya yoginah.
Jivan muktasya yoginah.
Bahiranta sadananda. Rasa swadanam atmani. Samsiddhasya phalam tvetat. Jivan muktasya yoginah. Bahiranta sadananda. Rasa swadanam atmani.
Now Shankaracharya is taking another topic, the science of reality and its benefit. So benefit of the science of reality, hum kyun padhe? Why should I study? Why should I reach that Atman? What will I get? So he is telling the benefits. Why? To generate interest in us. He is telling the phal first. What you will get? So that we all are interested in that. So sansiddhasya, for the perfected one, jivan muktasya yoginah, the perfected yogi who is liberated while living. Jivan mukta, liberated while living. Jivan muktasya etat, this, tu indeed, phalam, this is phal. What is that phal? Bahiyanta sadananda rasa aswad. Danam Atmani. Bahiyantar, inside and outside, within and without. Sada Anandaras Aswadanam. Aswadanam, he is experiencing what? Ananda. How long? Sada. Sada. How are we experiencing Ananda now? Yada Kada. Not Sada. Not sada, yada kada. Sometimes we get anand. But here this Atmavid, he will get sada anand. Antah, if he is meditating, he will get bahi. Bahi also, when the eyes are open, still he will get anand. It's not that while meditating he will get. Even without meditation he will get. So the perfected yogi who is liberated while living gets this as a result. In himself, he enjoys the bliss eternal, both within and without. So three words are used for a realized person in this world. Three words. Sansiddhasya, perfected one. Jivan mukta and yogi. You see, phalam is very essential. And in the empirical world also, we need phal, fruit. I have studied hard, I must pass or get good marks. If I don't get, why should I study then? Or another student, he got a big zero, and went to parents and showed the mark sheet. You see, the teacher didn't have the stars, so his teacher gave me moon. Did you get it? Teacher didn't have the stars. My result is so good. So she gave me moon, big zero. Student failed actually. Or if the salesman, if I employ a salesman and salesman is not able to sell my product, will the boss will be happy or unhappy? Unhappy. So one employer asks his salesman, did you get order? Well, yes, I got three orders. What are those? Well, I went to the client, he said, get out. Get out. Go out. Never come back. He gave me three orders. Okay. Here for Jivan Mukta, phal is ananda both within and without. And Gurudev says, one who is fulfilled in life, one who has cut as under the shackles of his finite existence as the ego. Ego has to go, you know. Ego is the all total obstacle in us. One who is no more bound by the chains of physical passions or mental pangs or intellectual agitations, what will he gain in the life by such an experience? Sankara insists that such an individual then constantly experiences the bliss which is the nature of self within and without. No more identified with body, mind and intellect. All existence in life are only to discover happiness. Once the highest happiness is gained, other lesser objects of happiness are of no concern. I am no more interested in the petty sukha world now. And many times I have said, what is that bliss? A fraction of a drop of that bliss is sufficient to make happy all the beings, starting from Brahmaji to Pipilika, in past, in present, and future. And this Tattvaveta is in the ocean of bliss. Imagine how much bliss he is enjoying. Thus, through the meditation, one an individual rises above the realms of disturbances and agitation and enters a realm of the sweet bliss, which manifests because of its own essential nature. He cannot then precipitate into any of the activities that we ordinarily engage in our day-to-day existence. Aur wo karega nahi. No more naukri. And he knows very well the food will come. Why come? Prarabdha. If my prarabdha is there, it will come. Next.
Vairagyasya phalam bodhah.
Vairagyasya phalam bodhah.
Bodhasyo parati phalam.
Bodhasyo parati phalam.
Swanandanubhavat shantihi. Swanandanubhavat shantihi. Eshaivo parate phalam. Eshaivo parate phalam.
So this section tells about your progress. You know, what is the phal of all doing this thing? Vairagya sa phalam bodha. Vairagya. What will I get with the dispassion? Bodha, knowledge. How vairagya will happen? Raise your hands. Viveka. Viveka. How Vivek will come? Karma Yoga. When the mind is purified by Karma Yoga, then Vivek will come. How Karma Yoga will come? When you come to Satsang, then you come to know that we have to do Karma Yoga, not Karma, what we are doing now. So what is the starting point? Starting point is satsang. We have to do shravan. Then we come to know what is the goal of life. How can we attain it? I have to do karma yoga. And after karma yoga, purification of mind will happen. When purification of mind happens, then there a thought will come in me. What is the purpose of my life? Whole life I am going to office, coming back, going to office, coming back. Khao piyo bas ho gaya khatam. Is this the purpose of life? Who am I? What is the purpose of life? That question will come. When that question comes, then you start doing the vivek. What is the vivek? Whole life we are doing vivek into anatma vastu. Now you will come to know you have to do vivek between real and unreal. when we are able to do the vivek of real and unreal, I come to know that all the sorrows are coming from unreal. Then what will I do? I will distance myself from unreal. This is Vairagya. So Vairagya is to be based on vivek. Vairagya is to be based on vivek. So what you will get? If you get the Vairagya, Vairagya sa phalam bodha, you will get the knowledge. And bodhasya uparati phalam. And when you get the knowledge, what will they? Uparati, uparati from anatma, withdrawing from the anatma. And esa eva uparate phalam. What is the phalam of uparati? Uparati phalam is swa ananda anubhavat santi. You will experience swa ananda. That ananda is not dependent on anything of the world. And santi. Santi means peace will come. So the reward of Vairagya is knowledge, and that of knowledge is the withdrawal from the sense pleasures. The fruit of this withdrawal is the experience of the blissful self, and peace is the result of this experience. Vairagya phalam bodham, and bodhasya uparati phalam. Uparati, withdrawal, is the fruit of knowledge. If we master knowledge, then we will be withdrawn from the world. For realize, it is automatic. For a realized person, is automatic. He knows this, all anatma is giving me sorrow. So he automatically, but for the seeker, he has to put in effort. Prayatna karna hoga, with prayatna, with effort, we have to withdraw. So what is the phalam of uparati? What is the fruit of uparati? Swa ananda anubhava santi esa eva uparate phalam. The fruit of uparati is bliss and peace. Santi, mind is no more agitated. No more agitated. So Vairagya will lead to knowledge, knowledge will lead to uparati, uparati will lead to bliss and peace. These are the steps. What is Vairagya? Vairagya means mind is free of likes and dislikes. Likes and dislikes. Rag and dvesh rahita. It is no more hankering for the sense pleasure or sense object. If rag and dvesh is not there, if the vasanas are not there, then how the desire for sense pleasure will come? It will not come. So it is very scientific. And raga dvesh rahit mind is available for sravan. If raga dvesh sahit, one is rahit, another is sahit, with and without. If we are listening to discourse without likes and dislikes, sravan will happen. If we are listening with rag and dvesh, sravan will not be complete. People will not get total, full benefit of that sravan. So Vairagya has a different level. So how much Vairagya is needed for this knowledge? Highest Vairagya is needed. Highest type of Vairagya. In Kathopanishad, you find the example of Nachiketa. And before giving the knowledge of self, Yamaraj test whether he has got Vairagya or not, Nachiketa. Examination. And he is ready to give him all the apsaras. 8-year-old boy, and he is being offered all the apsaras of Swarga, all wealth, bhumi, ayu. I will not come. So long I am in this office of Yamaraj, I will not come. And see the thinking of Nachiketa. Your life is also limited. One day another Yamaraj will come. He will not spare me. And whatever you are offering me, this celestial musician, dancers and all that, they also are limited only. I am not interested in them. Take all this. Humko nahi chahiye. That type of Vairagya is needed for the spiritual knowledge. Total Vairagya. So when proper understanding takes place, knowledge becomes clear and seeker abides in it, result is uparati. Uparati. And this uparati will give you ananda and also peace. So So bhogis, all those people seeing a jivan mukta, they wonder, what is this? This person is not enjoying. Kya baat hai? And the jivan mukta says, I don't see the objects of the world. You are talking about the enjoyment from the sense object? I don't even see them. This is the state of a jivan mukta. So when mind is controlled, no disturbance, we get the bliss and peace. If ragdvesh is more, then we are not interested in sravan. Ragdvesh will take you to the world. Not interested in sravan. And vairagya has happened, but you did not do the sravan. Vairagya has come. Sravan nahi kiya. Will you get result? No. I will not get result. So knowledge will happen only on sravan in the viraktas mind. After knowledge, santi and ananda. So fruit of vairagya was earlier said in verse number 377. In Vivek Chudamani. Vairagyatna param sukhasya janakam pasyami vasyatmanah. For the self-controlled person, I find no better generator of happiness than vairagya. So Gurudev says, this detachment from the unreal is called vairagya. At present we have got the vairagya from atma, you know. We are all rag with anatma and vairagya from and what is this vairagya? Gurudev says, this detachment from the unreal is called vairagya. The individual then drifts away from the world of acquisition and pleasure. He is no more interested in acquisition and pleasures. Why? He knows they are all perishable items. When the mind is released from the load of its engagement from the world of sense object, it becomes relatively quiet. A quiet mind produces a more brilliant intellect. With this brilliance, the student discovers a greater depth of understanding of the scripture. When this knowledge enters at the level of our understanding, then the gratification in the old fields of sense indulgences automatically drops, stops. This self-withdrawal is called uparati. When as a result of the knowledge of fire, the mind withdraws itself from the field of agitation, it becomes more and more calm. Calmer the mind, greater the happiness. Happiness is a subjective condition wherein the mind is not over agitated. When there is the experience of the self within, there is peace, the peace that passeth all understanding. And this great peace felt within, not because of any objects outside, because of the very essential nature of the self in us, is the reward of self-withdrawal. Okay. Acha, Bhagwan, aap jara batao, I want to know how to measure our progress, whether I'm progressing or not. Is there any test? Shankara says, yes, I will tell you. You can measure your progress also. Whether I'm moving in the right direction or not. Bhagwan Shankaracharya says, yes. 421.
यदुत्तरोत्तराभावः पूर्वपूर्वन्तु निष्फलम् निवृत्तिः परमा तृप्तिः आनन्दोनुपमस्वतः आनन्दोनुपमस्वतः यदुत्तरोत्तराभावः पूर्वपूर्वन्तु निष्फलम् निवृत्तिपरमातृप्तिः आनन्दोनुपमस्वतः
यदि उत्तर उत्तर अभाव इफ देयर इज एब्सेंस ऑफ सक्सीडिंग स्टेज If there is absence of succeeding stage, what is the succeeding stage? Vairagya. From Vairagya will come the knowledge. With the knowledge, Uparati and Uparati, you will get bliss and peace, Shanti. These are the steps. Yadi uttar uttar bhava, if there is absence of succeeding stages, purva purvam tu nisphalam, then the earlier, if the earlier step is not able to take you the succeeding one, then the earlier one is useless, fruitless. Nibritti paramatripti ananda anupam swatah. Nibritti, cessation of the world, of object. Paramatripti, supreme satisfaction. Anupam ananda, unequal bliss. It should come as a matter of course. So when there are no succeeding stages, the preceding ones are useless. Automatic cessation of the objective world, supreme satisfaction and unequaled bliss follow as a matter of course. Purvam, purvam. Preceding, uttar, uttar, succeeding. So Vairagya will take us to knowledge. And if Vairagya is not taking us to knowledge, then Vairagya is useless. It is fruitless. Earlier also we have seen if Vivek is not happening, that means Karma Yoga is not done. If Vairagya is not happening, Vivek is not happened. Sat Sampatti, if those inner wealth is not happening, that means Vairagya has not come. If Mumukshutvam has not come, then the cause of that is the Sat Sampatti, wealth is not there. This we have seen earlier also. Same thing is said here. So if knowledge is not happening, who is at fault? Vairagya. If Vairagya is not happening, then go to Vivek. If Vivek is not happening, go to Karma Yoga. This way we have to find out the cause. So knowledge has taken place in, and then the Uparati withdrawal from the world sense object is natural. If knowledge has happened, Uparati will definitely happen. If Uparati is not happening, then shortcoming is in the knowledge. Knowledge may not be complete or enough. Now see an example. So many people run in Olympics. So they are, say, maybe 10 people, 20 people are running for 100 meter race. But only 3 will get medal, na? Gold, silver and bronze. What about the others? They all ran. But they did not run at the speed with which the other 3 ran. Therefore, they didn't get the medal. So if Vairagya is not given full knowledge, then Vairagya is useless, fruitless. Nibritti paramatripti ananda anupam swatah. When we master all the stages, steps, then we will get anupam ananda, unparalleled bliss. It will automatically come. Like you say, you planned for a vacation. Vacation to going to some other place. So at particular time you packed, started with your car, went to the airport, reached your destination. So if you put in effort, then succeeding things are happening. Is it not so? I want to go for vacation, so I packed everything. Then at the right time I started for going to the airport. Everything is planned. Succeeding things happen. If you reach in time, you will get the plane. If you miss it, gone. Okay. Effort is needed. Like if you want to send a rocket to beyond the gravitational force, so particular effort is needed, isn't that so? That push is to be there. If that push is not there, what will happen? It will not go beyond a certain miles or certain distance. After that, it will fall. Thirst is to be required. I mean, the preparation is required. Sometimes the students, they sit in the exam, and somehow 1 year, 2 year, they fail, they do not get sufficient marks. So at that time, what the teacher will do? He sees that this fellow is failing for last 3 years. Give him some grace mark, 2 marks, 3 marks, grace mark. Pushed. Now he's gone out from that class. This way it is to be done. So Vairagya Uprati Jnan has the capacity to take us to higher state. Okay. So what is the fall of knowledge? What is the fall of knowledge? Next verse.
Drishta dukkheshvanudvegaha. Drishta dukkheshvanudvegaha. Vidyaya prastutam phalam. Vidyaya prastutam phalam. Yatkritam bhranti velayam.
Yatkritam bhranti velayam.
Nana karma jugupsitam. Nana karma jugupsitam. Paschantaro vivekena.
Paschantaro vivekena.
Tatkatham kartum arhasi. Tatkatham kartum arhasi. Drishta dukkheshvanudvegah. Vidyaya prastutam phalam. Yatkritam bhranti velayam. Nana karma jugupsitam. Paschantaro vivekena. Tatkatham kartum arhasi.
Drishta dukkhesu anudvega vidyayam prastutam phalam. This is the result of vidyaya, of the knowledge. What is that? Drishta dukkhesu anudvega, indifferent. Anudvega. From what? Drishta dukkhesu, from the sansara dukkha experience. Indifferent. The vidya should give you this result. Yat kritam bhranti vela, whatever is done in the delusion time, bhranti vela. Nana karma jugupsitam, various deeds, wild deeds. Paschat nara, thereafter, nara means man. Vivekana, all discrimination. Tat katham, kartum arhati, how can he perform later on? Later on he will not perform. So the result of knowledge is indifference toward worldly sorrows. How can he perform wild deeds in delusion, perform them again when he possesses the discrimination? After knowledge, he will not do. What is this drishta dukkhesu? So you see, each action will give you two results. One is called drishtaphal, other is called adrishtaphal. Drishtaphal, you get immediately. You get immediately. Adrishtaphal will come later on. It will come later on. You did a good job. Or in the exam, you have done well. The result has not come. It will come later. But the drishtaphal, inside your heart, you feel content. This is drishtaphal. Immediately you will get. And adrishta, it will come later on. It will come later on when the result is declared. So dukkhesu anudvegyani, indifferent, unagitated to the sorrows of the world. And agyani, how is the agyani? Agyani is agitated. We all get agitated. Thoda sa kuch idhar se udhar ho gaya. Nobody says, told me, hurry up today. Bas ho gaya. We are sorrowful. And in Sthita Pragya Lakshan, it is said, Tukkesu anudvigna mana, sukesu vigat priya. So after perfect knowledge, there cannot be any stress, strain, tension, anxiety. Why? Because all these are coming from an atma only. He knows very well. He has already distanced himself from anatma. And he knows this packet of sorrow will continuously go on coming. Let it come. Aane do. No more tensions. And dukkha. We know there are three types of dukkha. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Three times we say. Adi Daivik, Adi Bhautik, and Adhyatmik Dukkha. So the fall, what is the fall? If you want cessation of all the sorrows of the world, study Vedanta. This is the fall of Vedanta study. There is no other medicine except Vedanta study. So Vidya means here what? It does not mean the secular science. The purpose of Vidya is that we should change. We should change from within. That is Vidya. It is not the Vidya, the secular science, where, you know, the school dresses are changed, outside change. Or in the college, university, they give permutation, combination of different subjects. They change this only. Acha, with this you can take this also, that also. Or in India, it used to be matriculate. Many of you have seen matriculate. Then they changed it to, now it should be higher secondary. There used to be 10 plus 2 plus 2. Go to the college. Now it is 11 plus 4. So they change outside only. And what is the aim of the student in the school and college, university? I should get good marks. Why? I should get good marks because I should get a good job. If I don't get job, then my degree is useless. Is it not so? Useless. Similarly, the real purpose of education is to get peace and maturity. But we find people get disturbed by petty things. There is no transformation happening. In the name of education, we give information only. And sometimes it is compensated by moral science. Thoda sa moral science bhi padha dete hain. Chalo, theek hai. But what is the definition of Vidya? Vidya definition is sa vidya ya vimuktaye. Sa vidya ya vimuktaye. If vidya is binding, then it is not real vidya. If Vidya is binding on me, it is not real Vidya. A commander in army can command 1,000 soldiers or even more than that. But he fails to command his own family, his own wife, his own children. He is commanded by them. See? Is that Vidya? Is he really a commander? No. So it is the Atma Vidya alone which can remove all worldly sorrows, and there are two states in which we can act in the world. One is the without spiritual knowledge, another is the with spiritual knowledge. The vision is altogether different. We all are acting now without spiritual knowledge. And there is another way to act in the world. With the spiritual knowledge, after spiritual knowledge, paschat nara vivekina, will he be involving as before in actions? Earlier I was doing the kamya karma, selfish action, which were binding me. After knowledge, will I do again same thing? No, I will not do. After knowledge, I will not do. Bhranti vela, I did. In Bhranti Vela, I did all selfish action. But after that, no. While I am in the drunken state, I can talk all nonsense things. When the hangover is over, do you think I will be using the words which I use in the state of drunk state? No. Bhranti Vela, I was doing all these things, actions and all that. Selfish action, not knowing that real implication of them. But after knowledge, no, I will not do those actions now. Okay. So Shankaracharya want to impress that the fall of Vidya is anudveg. So this anudveg, indifferent to worldly sorrow. This should happen. Once the Atma Vidya is there, it happens slowly, 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 slowly. I am sure after knowing that the whole worldly things are anitya only, now a cup breaks in your kitchen or while washing it, I am sure you don't experience that much of sorrow. I am sure about it. Because you know the nature of worldly things. Aaj nahi kal to tootega wo. Kal nahi toota to aaj toot gaya. Chalo, let it go. Next.
Vidya phalam syad asato nivrittihi.
Vidya phalam syad asato nivrittihi.
Pravrittir ajnana phalam tadikshitam.
Pravrittir ajnana phalam tadikshitam.
Tadgyagya yuryan mrigatrishnikadau.
Tadgyagya yuryan mrigatrishnikadau.
Nochet vidam drishta phalam kimasmat.
Nochet vidam drishta phalam kimasmat.
Vidya phalam syadasato nivrittihi. Pravrittir ajnana phalam tadikshitam. Tadgyagya yuryan mrigatrishnikadau. Nochet vidam drishta phalam kimasmat.
What is the vidya phalam? Vidya phalam syat asata nivritti. Vidya phal, the fruit of this result of the knowledge, what should be? Turning away from what? Asat. From the unreal, I should turn away. So turning away from the unreal should be the result of knowledge. Pravritti ajnana phalam. Pravritti, pursuits or attachment, is the result of ignorance. Ajnana phalam. So jnana phalam is nivritti, ajnana phalam is pravritti. In ajnan we are more attached. In jnan we detach. Tat ichitam, it is seen. What is seen? Tagya agyayo yat mrigatrishnakado. Tagya means one who knows it. One who knows it. Agyayo, one who does not know. Agya. Yat which mrigatrishnakado, about the mirage. Nau chet vidam drishtapalam kimasmat. Nau chet, if this is not, then kim vidam, what a wise man, drishta phalam, palpable result, asmat from this. So the total meaning is, turning away from the unreal should be the result of knowledge. Turning away. Away from where? From anatma. Turning away from unreal should be the result of knowledge, and attachment to unreal is the result of ignorance. We are all attached to Atma. Now you all know. Good. You know, we know our position, where we are. Such is seen to be case of one who knows a mirage, etc., and one who does not know. Else, what palpable result do the knower of reality gain? Vidya phalam asata nibriti syat. The result of knowledge is that a person turns away from the asat, unreal, anatma. That is the fruit. Vidya, when I come to know that atmans give me permanent sukh, and that sukh is not dependent on any object, any time, any place, any being, any person, and that sukh is different and chetan. It is altogether different from the pleasures what we get from the objects of the world, and that is available. Then an intelligent man certainly will go for that. I want that. So there is a change in his understanding that we have to withdraw from the asat. Pravitti ajnana phalam tadichitam, and going to the sense object is possible only when ajnana is there. When ajnana is there, then we run out to the objects of the world to get sukh. So now it is said that once my person has got a knowledge, another person does not have a knowledge. A beautiful example Shankaracharya gives, that there are two persons are traveling in desert. One has got the knowledge of the mirage, and another has no knowledge of mirage. What is this mirage? Mirage is that he is seeing from the distance there is a water there. One person knows it. other person, he doesn't know. He doesn't know that there is water. Now suppose both of them are thirsty. So one who knows that this is mirage, will he run to that water to quench his thirst? No. He knows water is not there. But the jnani, ignorant, he will run. He will run to get the water, and when he reaches there, he'll find no water. So by running, he will not find water outside. Rather, water from inside will come out from his body. He will perspire. So this is the difference. So knower of mirage does not run for water, whereas the not knower of the mirage run for the water. Similarly, a jnani will not run for the sukh outside. He knows there is no sukh there. And a jnani will run to the objects of the world for sukh. So thus, this is the result of the knowledge. Even after having knowledge of mirage, and if he runs for the water, that means knowledge is not correct. Even after knowing that there is no water there, I have got the knowledge. Still, if I run, what does that mean? That my knowledge is not firm, it's not pakka. No chet vidam drishtapalam kim asmat. If result of knowledge is not there, you are running for water on seeing mirage and you are not withdrawing, then what is the use of such knowledge? After having knowledge of the Atman and enjoying antar bahi that sukh, and still you are running into the sansar for petty sukh, then that is not knowledge. Then knowledge has not happened. Gurudev used to say, many people have got the theoretical knowledge. We all have got the theoretical knowledge. We all know what is Atman, what is Anatman. But when we want to practice it, it is not happening. It is not happening. So we have to apply this knowledge in our life.
Purnamadapurnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru.